World Service.
And with that, it's time to say goodbye to our colleagues on the World Service to begin a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning and a very warm welcome. My name is Vijay Alas. It's Friday, the 6th of December, 2024. It's just gone 20 past 5 here in London. It's 20 past 6 in the evening. Man, a scorching 20 Celsius in Wellington, New Zealand, where the home side have finished the day on 79 for 4 wickets in their first innings on the opening day of the second test against England. Earlier, Harry Brooks scored another century, this time a chanceless one, as England made 280. We'll have more on the cricket from Paul Serras on News Briefing later on. Stav Daneos is standing by with the shipping forecast, but first let's look ahead to tomorrow night.
A new improvised game show embracing spontaneity and silliness.
It's hard, Doug, being your sister.
Change.
It's hard, Doug, being your mother.
With made-up games leading to ad-libbing anarchy, as panellists are challenged to perform with no script, no prep, and no clue.
They
cause pain
and
distress to
everyone.
Presided over by me, Alistair Beckett King.
Your scene is a job interview.
Wing It, on Saturday nights at 11, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's head over to the BBC Weather Centre and join Stav Daneos.
Thanks very much, VG. Good morning to you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 6th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira, Cromarty and Trafalgar. A general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 994 expected, Northern Ireland 979 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at zero, south at zero. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming mainly easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in south at zero and Viking. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Cromarty. Backing southwest 3 or 4, then southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, moderate or good. German Bight, cyclonic, gale 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north 4 to 6, then southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing west 3 to 5, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 5 to 7, increasing west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, northwest 3 to 5 in Biscay at first, otherwise southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, increasing northwest severe gale 9 or storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11, except in Fastnet. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 4, 12 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west by south 4, 13 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west northwest 4, heavy rain, 1 mile, 997, rising. Lucas, west southwest 3, 16 miles, 1006, rising quickly. Bridlington, west northwest 5, 1005, rising quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 7, 5 miles, 1009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1013. Jersey, northwest, 5, 12 miles, 1018, rising quickly. Channel light vessel automatic, west northwest, 6, 1018. Scilly automatic, northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Valentia, southeast, 2, 19 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north, 5, 11 miles, 1013, rising quickly. Malinhead, west northwest, 5, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1012, rising. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 6th of December. The general situation: a deep area of low pressure will encroach from the Atlantic, giving widespread severe gales and storm force winds, perhaps violent storm force winds, in the Irish Sea through Friday night and for a time on Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5, then southeast 5 to 7 later, backing northeast later. Showers, squally later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwesterly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, then southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, backing northeast later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 3 or 4, then southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 3 or 4 later, then southwest, south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain then showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, then southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at first and later, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, northwesterly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at first, then fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 2 to 4, then south 5 or 6, veering west 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, then fair, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, backing west 3 to 5, then south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later, veering west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Fair, then rain later, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, backing southwest 2 to 4, then south 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, veering northwest severe gale force 9 to violent storm force 11 later. Fair, rain later, good, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5, then southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest severe gale force 9 to violent storm force 11 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest backing west 3 to 5, backing southeast 7 to severe gale force 9, veering northwest 9 to violent storm force 11 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Then northwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, rain or showers, good, becoming moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west backing southwest 3 to 5, then southeast 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest severe gale force 9 to violent storm force 11 later, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, then southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwesterly severe gale force 9 to violent storm force 11 later. Showers then rain, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest backing southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, then north 9 or storm 10 later. Showers then rain later, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 or 4, then easterly later, backing northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9. Showers, squally later, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, west 5 to 7, becoming south 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Fiji.
Stav Danaos, thanks very much. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 6th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. France's President Macron has promised to name a new prime minister soon, but insisted he would not resign. The head of South Korea's governing party has called for the removal of President Yoon Suk-yeol. In business, reports of offers made for the struggling utility firm Thames Water, which includes plans to sell off its assets. And in sport, England's cricketers take on New Zealand on day one of the second test in Wellington. President Macron of France says he will name a new prime minister in the coming days to stop the country sliding further into political crisis. In a televised address to the nation, he said he would not resign and accused MPs who toppled the government of choosing chaos. This weekend, we'll see Mr. Macron hosting world leaders at the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. His opponents say they have no confidence in him. Danielle Obono is an MP for the left-wing France Insoumise party. She told The World Tonight that President Macron's speech displayed absolute contempt for the French people.
Millions of people across France who listened to this speech were upset by what sounded like a delusional man, out of touch, completely out of touch. He wouldn't take responsibility for his actions. The no confidence vote was against his prime minister, but it was also against him because he is the problem.
Families of children operated on by a disgraced surgeon have called independent reports into their care a whitewash and the final insult. Yasser Jaber, a former surgeon at London's Great Ormond Street Hospital, carried out procedures such as leg lengthening and straightening, but some cases linked to him resulted in harm, including lifelong injuries and amputation. Claire Osborne's daughter, Ella, had surgery to realign her knees, which failed. She's angry about the report into Ella's case.
Our review itself, I feel, missed out a lot of important information about Ella's personal journey. A condition that she's got in the hip wasn't even detailed in the report. They also